commit adultery, and something happened to that person. That is how they gathered the book of Proverbs and all the likes, because they gathered them by observation. They observe that thou shalt not lie. So they saw someone who lied. Oh, something happened to the person. Someone who committed adultery, something happened. Someone who bore false witnesses, something happened. That's when you're reading the book of Proverbs, part of book of Psalms, the book of Solomon, generally, they are observatory books. They are not doctrinal books. They are books that teaches you practical Christianity. Are we together? So we need to get that into our spirit. So that's why we are on this journey, heading in this direction, for you to learn some things. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. The devil is not as strong as we think it is. The problem is not with the devil, it's with us. There are some things that, yes, you have prayed, but not until when you act in certain particular way, you will not get the result. That's why James said, faith and works, they have to be together. It cannot just be faith. He said, show me your faith, but I will show you my works. Because, yes, I have faith, but I need to act in a particular way in order to enjoy certain things. So here we are. We know we have how many dimensions of wisdom? Human wisdom. Then we have demonic wisdom, and then we have godly wisdom. And for you to prove and know the perfect and acceptable will of God, you need to be able to know the difference between these three and know which one are you operating on. Otherwise, there's a tendency that you are operating in human wisdom and you justify it. That's my position. That's what I'm going to do. Nobody's going to change my mind. I don't care whatever you think. You know, I'm right. And you tell people, and you ask them to reason with you, and they reason with you, and they tell you, okay, yeah. In fact, some people will support your action, but it's still human wisdom. And there's some wisdom that is being influenced by demonic spirit. Somebody say amen? But it's still wisdom as well. But there's also wisdom that is being influenced by the Spirit of God. I will show you something. Let's go to the scriptures quickly. I feel like staying here all day teaching this, because I believe something is about to split forth out of our mind. Let's go to Isaiah 5:21. Let someone open to Proverbs 3:7 as well. Proverbs 3:7. Isaiah 5:21. If anyone that gets it, I go Proverbs 3:7. Listen to Proverbs 3:7. The Bible says that, do not be wise in your own eyes. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, do not be wise in your own eyes. Is anyone eating something here this morning? Are you eating spiritual food here this morning? Do not be what? Do not be wise in your own eyes. Wow, it's going to be like an insult to somebody. I mean, you can imagine if you are having a conversation with somebody and the person says, do you think you are wise? How would you feel if somebody challenges your wisdom? Proverbs 3:7. How would you feel? What's wrong with you? Do you think you are wise? You're going to feel, wow, what do you mean? That's an insult. But the Bible says, do not be wise. Huh? So that means I must allow my thoughts, my mindset to be challenged. If I want to maximize life, if I want to maximize my Christian, my faith life, I must allow, it doesn't matter how perfect, how justified my thought pattern is, somebody must be able to challenge it. What about Isaiah? Is anyone in Isaiah 5 for me? Isaiah 5:21. Isaiah 5:21. No, say it again. Say it louder.
Woe to those who are wise in their own
human wisdom. What unto them that are wise in their own eyes? I'm prudent. You know, I think I'm cool. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm, you know, you are just okay in your own eyes, in your own assessment. You are okay. You leave no room for any body to come into your space. Somebody say amen.